Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amino Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, Big Jerv, Jay Skills, and the one and only Juju Gotti. We got a hell of a show for you today. But first, www.patreon.com/countedthings. Go there. Sign up. Become a Patreon. Get the extra content. Get the overflow episodes, the OG episodes, the Cinephobe special editions, the Cinephobe watch-alongs, the Cinephobe outtakes that we don't put on anywhere else. All the long cold opens and shit. It's a new series you got out there. Plus the Discord and all the other great things that you get from being a Patreon. Patreon.com/countedthings. Lock in. All right, let's get this thing started.
Are men the prize?
No. How? I don't know, man. I'm old school, man. I'm a hunter. I'll be out there hunting. Right. I don't know how to play the like, they'll come and get me. I don't know how to do. I'm sure it works for some.
Like getting chose?
I mean, I've been on both sides, bro. But nah, because the thing is, when you leave the get chose part, you get chose by the whack ones. It depends.
But then you could distill and discern. You know what I'm saying?
Of course, nah, but you don't even. But Jason, you don't want them to even feel like they even got a chance at you, brother. You don't even want to even go that way.
You got to entertain, Trey. I'm saying, like, you gonna get chose by whoever, but you get a, you know what I'm saying, attention to the ones that you find worthy.
But I do feel like this, right? When you're scaling through that hunter wise, it's more volume shooting. You're gonna have to sift through the river. You got to swim through the rough ocean. Mm-hmm. But being the prize limits so much because you're scratching off so much that does not work for you.
But look, Trey, I'm saying the prize, but also like that doesn't mean I'm not a sniper. You know, like I could get chose, but I'm also, you know what I'm saying, in the corner with the scope on, like. You feel me? Bradley Cooper, like, I'm still looking for some, you know, something top tier. But does that mean I'm still not, at the end of the day, like, him?
It's the era of the new nigga, kind of. It's a new nigga line.
Right.
But to get chosen,
to be saying like I'm the prize. To like
I'm about to say being chosen.
Right, that's some new shit.
It's some new nigga shit. Because
we both the prize.
Case to case.
That's a case by case basis.
Hold on. Let me say this.
Speaking of new nigga, Amin killed me and Jerv. Because we did this little filter shit on Instagram.
Oh my God.
Me's been frying me all fucking week, man.
Jesus. Tell me what's happening.
So, Juju, there's been this thing, this trend going around.
Mostly bitches.
But some niggas have been jumping in on this too, which is like, it's a picture of them, and then it'll be like, sign Aries.
Favorite food, piercings, nipples.
Tattoos, three of them.
ASL, and niggas is putting the ASL like the old internet days.
Jerv, you did one of them, Jerv.
Jerv and Trey both did that shit, man.
You my big bro, you got to set a better example for me, you big bro. And, like, damn,
hey, man. You know, I'm going to just keep it a bean with you. I'm going to reveal what I told him.
Yeah, no, you know what's funny? Go ahead, reveal it.
I mean,
Trey,
listen.
Hold on. And Trey, make sure you flip over your answer as soon as he says it.
I mean,
what'd you say?
I'm not doing it for y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing it for them. I'm doing it for the ladies, though. You know what I'm saying?
I do it for the bitches.
And then niggas, yo, verbatim, they both said, that's for the bitches. Verbatim.
Can't argue with that.
Listen, my brother. Man. I am what you call an old dog, right? Yeah. But this old dog is down to learn some new shit, my nigga. And if I continue to play those early 2000, late 2010 games, my nigga, it's going to be a long winter and summer and all types of shit for your boy. I'm just trying to be out here, bro.
You can't run the triangle in the modern NBA.
Can't shoot threes from half court now. I can't run no triangle.
I will say this, man. Men are very over-opinionated now, brother. Like, you just got to keep scrolling and let it go. Because it's straightforward target audience. You're not the audience.
You can't just throw in me and our opinionated and go to that as the example. This is something because you got opinions on Russell Westbrook. You got opinion on USC. You got
that's sports.
This is partnership right here. We can make fun of you for this. Don't do that. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Don't get that way.
Because you said what you're not about to do is stop this roast that's happening.
No, I don't care about the roast. I don't care about roasting you, bro. All I'm saying, is you can keep scrolling. You can hit me in the group chat. But like, hey, we can bring it to the pod. No, but I'm fine with the pod. I'm just talking about, you know, if you see it, you know who the audience is for. You know how I get down.
I'll say this.
Amin was with me in New York. He know how I get down. I had gifts delivered to me at dinner.
Hey,
big dog status.
But I'm not arguing about the results. I'm just saying, man.
So hold on. Look, can I ask this? Because Amin, you said it was a wild week for me, right?
Yeah. It was your birthday, though.
Yeah. So Amin sees me do a reel for my birthday, and says I'm wild for doing a reel for my birthday. Like I'm wild for showing myself, like appreciating myself on my birthday.
You could delete this shit or bossa nova or whatever. I said, nigga, that's.
So in the chat, Jervax, you know, as far as, you know, him getting gifts for his birthday was Friday. Happy birthday, by the way. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate you, big dog, the biggest one.
You feel me? And in a situation, Jerv, you know, well, I'm going to say Jerv, in a situation for the group, right? Man. If your birthday was near Christmas and someone did not get you a gift for your birthday, are you getting them something for Christmas?
No.
Or what if they combine the two? Are you off that?
No.
I am
100% off that.
I have an interesting perspective because both my mom and my brother are born on Christmas. So
that's tough.
Yeah. Man. So I actually got to finish my Christmas shopping after we do this pod right now. But
damn, you're one of them
niggas, though. I am 100%. Oh, man.
I'm not shocked, though. This nigga about to go search for Turbo. He about to go search for Turbo Man and shit.
I was actually gonna give my brother a Game Boy.
He's Sinbad.
Game Boy? You mean a Switch?
No, like an old one. Cause
old school Game Boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
He used to be playing.
And you gonna find that on December 24th?
I found it on OfferUp. Actually.
Yeah, okay.
Get him one of these. Get him one of these, brother.
Yeah, but
RGB 30.
But for my brother, I get him one gift. For my mom, I get her two. And that's because if you have a mom who has a birthday on a holiday, like, because some people's mom birthday be on Mother's Day or other stuff, like, you got to get your mom two gifts. That's just, it is what it is, whether it's flowers and a real gift or flowers or real gift and another gift. You kind of have to.
You don't have to, but I
Yeah, I mean, you do. You got to, bro.
Yeah.
This mom's.
You don't have to. It's a choice.
Here you go. Choice, I hear you.
It's a choice, bro. Heavy.
But it's,
I don't know if you saw that 50 Cent clip where he's talking to Yale about not getting them nothing for since they've been rich. But he was like, God is watching you. That's how I feel about Trey. What Trey said, God is watching you, brother.
Hey, he been watching me for 25 years. He know the game.
What you mean? You only 25? God started watching you when he was 15.
No, I'm talking about where shit start getting shaky. So he probably made my skin shaky.
I thought God started watching you when you was born. Right. Like, God just wait till you 15, and then God's just like, oh, all right, bet. Let me check in on this little nigga, see what he's doing now. Like, that's wild.
It was a crazy number right there. Right.
So what you like, nigga?
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
ah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
You all grown and shit.
Right. God was an absentee.
But Jason, to basically say your answer, you would say, would you get somebody a gift if they didn't get you something on your birthday?
Would I get somebody a gift if they didn't get
on,
me something?
If you get, would you get them a Christmas gift if they didn't get you something on your birthday if it was near? So if your birthday was on the 21st and Christmas is next week, are you getting someone a gift despite them not getting you
something? Are they getting me a Christmas gift?
Who knows?
You don't know.
But
you don't
they
know.
Just didn't get you something for your birthday.
But they didn't get you nothing for your birthday, so are you petty enough?
Jason, these are the rules.
It's generally a no-gift situation. Now, we could be like, Amin and be the hunter, and if I'm going super hard, then I might want to, you know what I'm saying, make that advance and be like, hey, fuck it, I'm gonna get you a gift regardless because I'm trying to
say, oh no, that's not how this hunter hunts.
Amin said I'm about to beat out the tricking allegations.
That's what he said. When you say hunter, I hear
no,
trick
hunt, no, hunter for me is I holler, I chase, I do the shit, like I do the work, I don't do gifts.
What is Chase? Bruh, is Chase not spending bread?
They don't give me a gift.
Amin don't do no holidays. He don't do no birthdays. So
I know. That's what I'm saying. What does a Chase include? Text messages?
Oh, like, what's a text? Like, yeah, like going out. I got the bill. We go to. I do this. We do that. I set it up. I come up with where we going. I do the planning. I do the work. So to speak.
Oh, you a planning nigga.
Okay, I don't like to be Jerv.
No. I know you don't want to.
But that's having that's plans how, is a big, like, that's a big deal, bro. So
they love plans.
Mr. Right. Plans.
They love Mr. Plant.
Cause you know what women hate, bro? What you want to eat? What you want to eat from? What type of food you in the mood for?
Just decide.
All that shit, bro. Come on, man. Right. Yeah. So that's a big deal.
I just be saying, like, I'm in the mood for this.
He tour rocked the last 100, bro. He out there cooking, bro. What he got all the plans. You the man.
You know, bro, they don't give me no gift. I'm getting you the worst for your birthday just because, yeah, nigga, look how much of a piece of shit you was when I gave me a goddamn gift for my birthday. No, Christmas round the corner. So you better double up like R. Kelly and I'll say.
Juju, rather than just not get her a gift back, you go to get her a gift, but it's going to be
a carpet. Now I'm going to get it bitch a car.
Now you stuck with them payments. Now stuck with them payments.
And we've been without for at least a year, so I can see how you bounce
and
back.
And you're not getting on my insurance either. You got to pay for that shit on your own.
That might be the worst. I ain't going to lie. That might be the worst gift. When niggas get when you think about a nigga winning a car, I be thinking about niggas that be making them half court shots and they financial situation might be fucked up. I be like, hey, yo.
But if you win the car, right, you just got paid. I guess you got to pay taxes on the car, right? Because the car is paid for, I'm assuming.
Bro, you pay everything on that shit.
Oh, I mean, I'm off in the car.
You pay the taxes, and then you also got to pay the insurance.
Like, right.
And the tax title.
Think about like, if you barely you pay rent, you get groceries, you pay your cell phone bill, and your check is usually, like, left over with $114, and now you get a new fucking car.
I mean, if I'm in that situation, my guy, that car, like, I'm selling the car. The car is sold in a week.
Right back to prices, right?
First of all, I got the car for nothing.
You gotta have a buyback system. Yeah.
Right. If they're worth 16, they'll throw you about an hour for it back.
I'll take 11. Let's go 11. I came in with nothing.
Yeah. It's definitely something in the contract. Like, we can give you a cash value that's like 68% of this.
Oh, you're right.
It's a more than zero.
Them trips will be weeks sometimes. Take that trip.
Let me put it this way. If they told these niggas, like, yo, you go hit this half-court shot and you could get this brand new Chevy Malibu or $10,000.
Give me the 10K.
Nigga, you would pick the 10K anyway. Like, I don't need a fucking Chevy Malibu, man.
Absolutely. Should be sponsored by Chevy, though. That's why
But what if you get a Range Rover or some stupid shit? Like,
I'm selling the Range Rover,
I would only take the Range Rover if I knew I had a way of
selling my car now.
Yeah, if I can afford if I can afford the maintenance on a Range Rover, I probably take it.
You know, and then you got factor in, you know how much your insurance is going to be on a Range Rover unless you are living, hey, man, I don't know how y'all get down. You know what I'm saying? Me, I'm a little blue collar guy. You know, I'm a 9-to-5 guy. I pack my lunch for work. You know, y'all might be out here in these gated communities. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But you know how much your insurance going to be with a Range Rover if you're not in a gated community, my nigga?
I just picture a girl with like soot around his face. And like one of those 10 lunch boxes from like the 50s.
Hey, Jerv, what type of lunch do you make, Jerv?
Yeah.
Open that shit up.
Yeah, exactly.
Got a sandwich.
There's like black jelly, baby. Marks on the bread when
he's eating jelly, dog.
You eat a peanut butter and jelly at work? For lunch,
if I was going to the office, bro, and I was packing my lunch, though, yeah, I make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches if I want to pack my lunch, though.
I'll be fucking hot.
Jerv works at the same time.
Jerv, you're not in fucking second grade, man.
8 Mile.
I don't want any fucking turkey and cheese or whatever. Let's see what's wrong with PB&J. I mean, okay, excuse me. Let me be a little more specific. I use jelly and almond butter. Is that a little, does that make me a little more fancier? Have I stepped up my PB&J?
Jerv, you about to work a full shift. You better eat some good fucking food, bro.
I'm making two of them joints, and I got some snacks.
Let me just say right now,
this nigga eating like Haven. This nigga eating like Haven.
I probably got Haven snacks with me, my nigga.
You need to make two of everything.
That daddy tax. For me.
I'm gonna say this real quick.
Everything. That's true. One for her.
I tried almond butter. Disgusting.
It sucks, but it's healthy. Butter? I get it. It sucks, but it's healthy.
I thought it's like almonds, peanuts. That shit can't be that different. It might have like a different aftertaste or something.
I don't like that shit.
That shit is trash.
The worst shit ever. Jerv, the worst shit ever when I was a teacher, I found out all the kids, bro, was allergic to peanuts. I was hyped. Oh, yeah,
there's that part too.
So one day I'm hype. I'm over here getting the motherfucking Jiffy, extra, whatever the shit. So I'm over here. They like, Mr. Edwards, you got to go eat that outside, and then you got to go wash your hands 3 times. I'm like, hey, bro.
Damn.
I'm like, hey, bro, I'm not with all this, bro. I'm like, I'm not buying almond butter for this, bro. I'm cool.
Yeah, that's going to do it for us this week. Again, everyone have a happy New Year and a Merry Christmas. For Big Jerv, for Jason, for Trey, for Juju Gotti, I'm Amino Hassan, reminding you to stay black, motherfucker.